T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
No way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get 75 megabit internet on our gig speed network for $49.95 per month when you get 2 voice mobility lines.
Offer ends 2/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. 3-year term required. Early termination fee applies. Requires subscription to 2 Comcast Business voice mobility lines and additional regular monthly rates. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. Almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop. The threats would stop. It was easy, like 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-929-0277. 800-929-0277. 800-929-0277.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Looking for a sweet deal? Swing by your local CVS pharmacy where it's easy to find everything you need for your sweetheart. This week only, buy one, get one 50% off select Ghirardelli and Lindt chocolates. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off all CoverGirl cosmetics. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Studios, driven by Kia and the official sponsor of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Don't be fooled that winter's over. It's not. Not round here. February can get cold, but Zero Res has a deal that's still hot. Hot for February. 3 rooms, $119. Get a hallway done for free. Call now, 770-242-1313. Online at ZeroResAtlanta.com.
From the longest covered bridge in Georgia.
How long?
To an antebellum plantation.
Sir, you are no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady.
Hey, Danielsville and Liberty Hill. We know you can hear us. So call us at 404-741-0929. Because the game is everywhere.
WCGC Atlanta and WCGC HD1.
An intercom communication station.
Atlanta Sports Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
It's time to get the morning sports news on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome back to the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with John and Hugh on this kind of rock and roll Wednesday morning out there. So do be careful. The weather is just something you should keep an eye on, too, as we keep an eye on all the big sports headlines for you and all the stuff that's going on, because it's an interesting kind of day. For a lot of fans, it's National Signing Day, for example. We'll get into that coming up in this hour, and the remainder of National Signing Day. And then there's, of course, the NBA trade deadline tomorrow, and the Eagles parade is tomorrow, and there's so much going on. And you wouldn't think right now, you think, Super Bowl's over and it's slow. No, nothing but slow. Because remember, also tomorrow, the Olympics start. Oh, speaking of that, and Hugh, speaking of that, there was a story last night that I saw about the Olympics, that 1,200 security people have come down with the norovirus. They've called out the military. This is like vomiting and, like the flu times 10 or something.
Uh-huh.
1,200 security people in Pyeongchang, 40 miles from the DMZ, are suddenly really super sick the day before the Olympics open up.
Oh, yeah. What they been doing?
Yeah,
but that flu has been going around, though. Man. I mean, not here like that, but still. You got to be careful. Can't be drinking behind anybody or doing all that other stuff, licking spoons or whatever it is that got all that flu. Do all the people got the flu?
Yeah, I know the opening ceremonies are Friday night, but the Olympics actually technically begin tomorrow because the first figure skating. There are some events that have to get a kind of a jump on the calendar, and the first events are in Pyeongchang or tomorrow, figure skating and others. And I know, here we go. Hey, look, the Olympics are fine. I've enjoyed the Olympics. I wouldn't say I'm a gigantic.
Oh, I'm watching it.
You know, gigantic.
I
want to
see
Olympic
the women's
fan.
Figure skating for whatever reason. I mean, like, we are start, like, come on now. Come on now. Work with me, people. We're starting to transition from football. You know, started watching basketball last night a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Watched the Hawks win. That game was boring in the first half, though. That game was kind of like a snore fest in the first half. So, you know, it's starting to, you know, and soccer's about to start. Atlanta United about to get crunk up, so.
Yeah, I mean, right.
We got to start making, hey, listen, I know we don't want to do it, but we got to start making a transition. We got 7 months of abstinence. Wait a minute.
Well, seven months until football.
That's
because the NBA's playing right now.
Yeah,
that's
not the right word.
That's not the word.
Seven months of
hibernation.
To be absent, you have to have something to abstain from.
Right.
We don't actually have football right now to abstain from.
Yeah, that's why I pulled it back. Did you hear me pull it back? I pulled it back.
I just wanted you to know what the actual meaning meant so next time it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. You were a failure at
words. Yes, I was. I'm a failure in life.
What was that, John?
Wait a second. Do you understand now why the guys at the tire store in Dallas, they asked me about Bo? They asked about him.
No, they asked about you. They asked me about you, John. They said,
why you pick on John? Because he's white. He's just white.
No, because he's French. And
his family's
from the French Quarter. He's a Saints fan.
Please explain that for somebody who just got into their car and they don't understand. No, please.
You're talking about French.
Explain what you just said.
Ancestry.com, where John was a little bit upset because he just found out that he wasn't mixed with, you know, anything else but just European descent. Oh, yeah, because I want nobody to think I'm just calling John.
Somebody just got in their car.
Right, exactly.
Called Hughes a racist. Oh, okay.
See, I got your back.
Okay, how about, can I say vanilla? John's upset because he was just trying to use vanilla ice cream.
Yeah. But there's nothing wrong. Vanilla's a good ice cream.
You're right. Vanilla, they made some great flavors of vanilla. They got French vanilla.
Yeah, I know. You know, I was going to say, don't say French vanilla.
French vanilla from New Orleans.
That's John's favorite color. Hey, French vanilla.
Let me find out you got fleur-de-lis all around your house. Did I say that right? Fleur-de-lis? That's what they call the fleur-de-lis.
Double flowers.
Fleur-de-lis.
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 What are you saying?
We're saying it the southern way.
Y'all talk about the way I speak.
Babo.
He's as bad as I am.
No, he just butchers the human language.
They're all bad.
The human language.
What do I do to it? I thought that's what I did.
Hey, the headlines this morning are brought to you by Shane Company. Blow her mind, not your budget, with an engagement ring from Shane Company. Shane Co. is your friend in the jewelry business a week from Valentine's Day. Just saying that. Shane Company might be able to be a bailout place for
one
you.
One week, fellas.
Get it done. Get her done.
And how would you feel? Never mind. I'll move on. I just was thinking about the Valentine's Day engagement thing. You know, some people love it, some people
Valentine's
don't.
Day?
No, to get engaged on Valentine's Day.
Some people like it, some people don't. Some people love it.
Jewelry is engaged? Always nice, but fellas, if you are not proposing, do not get anything in a ring box for Valentine's Day. You're welcome.
Yeah, that's true.
Do
don't
not
do
put
that.
Anything in a small box. If
why?
She is expecting an engagement,
oh, okay,
yeah,
a small
don't okie doker.
That's just regular jewelry.
That'll end it. You okie doker.
Do
yeah, that.
Even if it's a ring, put it in a giant necklace box.
Why?
Because
she does not assume
that it is
you,
an engagement ring.
A wedding ring. Okay,
yeah,
got you.
It's not going to be.
But I was like, if it's a ring, if it's a what about a promise ring?
No.
Just
like, I promise to get engaged to you one day, but not today.
No one out of high school should buy anyone a promise ring, first off.
So that's a bad idea for.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Let me scratch that off the list.
Second off.
It's sort of stupid. Are you going to wear his class ring too out of chain?
Some of that onus falls on the female because you shouldn't assume that just because it's a box. That is automatically an engagement ring in there, okay?
If you have been talking about it, though.
You're talking to women, and you know women are quick to jump the shark, and they
so
assume everything. Not so much as women. like women, you take them out on a couple of dates, y'all go together in her mind. Now, you might not know this, but most women, if you take them out on a few dates, y'all go together. Y'all going steady.
Oh, okay.
And then you did not get the memo. So, yeah, there's that.
All right. In the meantime, the Atlanta United, you kind of alluded to it. Atlanta United getting ready for its preseason opener in Nashville. Now, you may know that we have another rival coming on board, maybe two, with Miami getting a team in Major League Soccer. And right now you have, of course, Atlanta United and Orlando City barking at each other. Nashville is coming online, and this will be the first game ever for the new MLS team in a way, okay? It's Nashville SC. They've been rebranded as Nashville SC. They're going to play this year in the second division, and then next year they're going to be elevated to the number one division, but they're playing this year in the second division. But Nashville SC's first game Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, which, by the way, live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with the new voice of Atlanta United, Mike Conney. And Mike's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour and talk about the opener and about becoming the new play-by-play guy for United. Now, having said that, Atlanta United gets ready for this game Saturday. The game is sold out because I thought, you know, maybe spur of the moment we'd fly up to Nashville on Saturday morning. It turns out they're playing at the baseball stadium and there are only 10,000 seats, and the game is sold out. So anyway, your option is to listen to it. And Mike Conney, right here on Sports Radio 92 on The Game. Hawks last night at home buried the Memphis Grizzlies.
Tyler into the right corner. Now Tyler Dorsey fires a three, and he misses. Rebound high in the air. John Collins has it. Now to Dennis Schroeder for a three, and it's good. Dennis Schroeder knocks down the three, and the Hawks lead 75-43. The Grizzlies do not call timeout.
Yeah, because the game was over. I mean, it just was a butt-kicking at Phillips Arena from Steve Holman on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hawks win by 26 points, 108-82. Mike Budenholzer said, hey, listen, we played well this evening.
I think a lot of good things for us on both ends of the court, particularly defensively. You know, I think 35 at halftime, and, you know, I think we've been talking about our defense. The activity was good. You know, and a lot of guys got to play. A lot of guys did a lot of things well tonight.
And Dennis Schroeder had another good Dennis, bad Dennis, right? 22 points last night, was distributing the ball. He went between the legs to Dedmon for a jam. He went alley-oop to Tyler Dorsey for a jam. Dennis had his A game.
Passed it a little early, you know, beginning of the game. Tried to get them involved, you know, tried to feel good. And then I tried to, you know, be aggressive as well. And I hit a couple of shots early and got it going, and everybody felt great.
Well, the Hawks go to 17-37. This race, this ping-pong battle is intense. You, there are eight teams. Atlanta's 17-37. They're tied for the worst record with Dallas. The Nets are above them at 19-36. So the Nets are a game and a half ahead of Atlanta and Dallas. And in all, there are eight teams between 17-37 and 19-36. Atlanta, Dallas, Magic, Kings, Suns, Bulls, Grizzlies, and those Nets. Eight teams within a game and a half of dead last.
Yeah, and the team that they played last night was struggling a little bit, Memphis. Memphis was only, what, two games worse than the Hawks? I think that's what it was. But, yeah, that was a tough game to watch in the first half. But the Hawks were able to get a win. And, as you know, I always say a win is a win. You know, if you can get one, celebrate it, revel in it, and try to get as many as you can, because it's been a tough season for Hawks fans to watch. And you could tell that last night. But, hey, a win is a win.
Also, we should note the Hawks will play again coming up tomorrow night on the road at Orlando. And then it's a back-to-back for them Friday night at home against LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, the struggling Cleveland Cavaliers. And Cleveland currently, Tyronn Lue is still the head coach of Cleveland, and who knows how that's going to work out. Tyronn Lue saying, you know what, everybody's making too much of this.
I don't think we'll be knocked out of the playoffs, no. I mean, we're still going to make the playoffs. I mean, there's no doubt about that. We feel confident in that, for sure.
They are still going to make the playoffs. The only question is where. As for LBJ, they're not just losing. They're getting, at times, boat raced out of games.
Just got to keep pushing. I mean, I can stay positive. You know, for me, I am. I'm staying positive and, you know, just trying to figure out ways we can be better, how we can be more productive, how someone can pick someone up when they're struggling. You know, it's been tough because we have, you know, a few guys that's been struggling as of late. You want to try to pick them up and not lose your, you know, your own individual ability to help the team. So, you know, it's no time to, you know, to throw shade about our season. We got to continue to be positive and continue to push forward. We got quite a few games left and, you know, still serious about the season. And we got to, you know, now play some good ball, you know, at some point.
Well, there's a lot of talk and chatter that the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to make a trade before the NBA trade deadline tomorrow afternoon, and one of those deals might involve, potentially, the guy they just traded for from the Boston Celtics, Isaiah Thomas.
Trust is from being out there in the battle together.
and knowing, okay, if I get beat, the next guy got me. And then the next guy's helping up, somebody else got him on the backside. We don't have that at all on that end of the floor.
Uh-oh. Don't have that at all.
How you going to get there and start popping off already? What, Darryl? What?
No, I'm saying with him, like, they're adjusting. They have to adjust to play with him also.
Yeah, it goes both ways. But it's – I still find it interesting that he just got there. And now, like, knowing what you know about basketball and how you have to transition and change and adjust how – they're already talking about getting rid of him. Mm-hmm. That just to me is just fascinating. And he was the guy that you gave up to get Kyrie up to get. That's fascinating.
Yeah, the Cleveland Cavaliers are not the same team right now. And whether they make a whether they make a big trade, that cold has just been kicking my butt all week long. Whether they make a big trade or not, before the trade deadline, Isaiah Thomas or somebody else, we'll see. But again, the Cavs and the Hawks Friday night. At Phillips Arena, 7:30 tip, and you can hear the game live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well, today, as mentioned, is National Signing Day. We're going to talk more about the about National Signing Day, about the teams that did really well, and about some of the other big stories around National Signing Day coming up in our next segment in about 8 minutes or so. I do note that Jacob Eason made it official, Hugh, yesterday. He is transferring to Washington, where he's going to get a chance to play for the Washington Huskies. It'll be interesting to see that Chris Peterson is a great coach, and with Jacob Eason, under the current rules, he's going to have to sit out this year, and that may be a good thing for him. We'll see. It'll be fascinating to see what Jacob Eason becomes as the quarterback at UW and how he blossoms and whether or not in a couple of years we're talking about him being a top 10 pick or are we talking about him being a bust?
Yeah, the good thing about it is, and you know, you only need a couple of years to get right, and he'll have that in Washington, and he'll get a chance to play. He'll be closer to home. He can get some of my mom's cooking. So that'd probably be really, really good for him.
So, again, he just made it official yesterday. We all knew it, but he waited till yesterday, or there was some reason they had to wait till yesterday to make it official. And today is National Signing Day, of which, you know, some of the momentum taken, some, quite a bit of the momentum taken out by the early signing period, but that doesn't mean there aren't quality players to be had in this National Signing Day. There are five-star players still left to sign today. Matter of fact, some of them are starting to sign right about now. We'll update you on the very latest as we continue.
Yes! Listen!
John and Hugh, mornings on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here at the Kia Studios on the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is National Signing Day, a day that usually I would have rejoiced in the past, first Wednesday in December, in February. It would have been a day that I woke up nervous as all get out, pounding down on Red Bulls and looking online for any indication of which way it was going to go.
Sorry.
All right, what now?
Nothing.
You know, you just know there's a button that can turn this off.
No, when he said he was none. Woke up, it was pounding Red Bulls for signing day, I was just like.
Nervous as all get out.
Yeah.
For what?
National Signing Day.
Why? Nervous, though.
Yeah, and find out who you were going to sign. You know, you had guys that were swinging to one school or another. Were you going to get that prize recruit or something?
Because
like that?
You can win two. In college football, Hugh, you can win two national championships. Cruton Day.
Cruton.
And the real national championship. And it just so happens they come around a month but together. But you can get two of them.
Okay.
And
so that's like a big deal. Ooh, that's like really a big deal to get the number one class in America.
Yes.
Until – everything college football fans, all of their expectations are based off Cruton Day. And they literally, what year was it, John? The Dream Class. I think it was 2010 or 11. The Dream Class was signed by UGA.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was the most chest thumping Georgia fans had done in a long time until recently. And now they absolutely deserve all of it. But they were very excited, and they had won the recruiting day. And it didn't turn out well for them. And I think it ultimately led to the demise of Mark Richt, among other things, here at Georgia. But everything is based on all your expectations for your program. All the hopes and dreams used to be based on this day.
Well, but there is, you know, I mean, this is because it is an interesting question about National Signing Day and about recruiting in general. You know, just what does it mean? And the reason that it's interesting is because you can make a case that it doesn't mean a whole lot, all right, to Hugh's point. Because, for example, schools like Boise State have made, you know, tremendous impact in the game with basically a bunch of three-star kids, you know, and recruiting classes that were in the 40s and 50s. And that's the case against it. Oh, you know, I don't really put much stock in stars. But you could also make the case that Alabama, there's a reason they've been Alabama, is that they have been, they were the number one class in 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017. This is the first year since 2010 Alabama will not have the number one class in the nation. And there's a direct correlation between that talent and their success on the field.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And I think back to, what was this, a couple years ago, 2012, 2013, the Condici boys. Mm-hmm. And when Ole Miss, they went to Ole Miss, and how they were talking about how Ole Miss was poised to, you know, be the next best thing in SEC. And, you know, that really did not work out for them. And it's just why, that's why, I mean, I understand it and I get it, but that coaching aspect is huge as well. You know, even when you don't get the five-star recruit all the time, the way you coach these young men up is huge, and that's just as important as getting some good players.
All right, let's just talk where we stand. Now, with the early signing period, there are eight, according to Rivals, eight of the top 50 players left, including the top player available, Patrick Surtain's kid, Patrick Surtain Jr., who looks like he's going to LSU. The next player available, a five-star defensive back, his name is Tyson Campbell out of Fort Lauderdale, and he's leaning towards Georgia. If Tyson Campbell, a five-star player from Fort Lauderdale, goes to Georgia, Georgia will end up with eight of the top 22 players in the entire nation. Eight of the top 22. Yesterday on Dukes and Bell, Jeff Sentinel of the DogNation.com talked about this recruiting class. With
Georgia, if they do land one more five-star tomorrow, that will make seven. That's never happened before, especially in the modern era of recruiting going all the way back to 2000. You know, Rivals.com actually has Georgia with seven, potentially going to eight, but there's a industry standard called the 24/7 Sports Composite. Uh-huh. We currently give Georgia six five-stars, and if they add the five-star corner, Tyson Campbell, on Wednesday, then that would be seven. And guys, there's been some three-year blocks where Georgia didn't sign seven five-stars in a span.
Jeff Sentell, our guest on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, I've heard some things where Georgia, and specifically Kirby Smart, has maybe looked ahead to next year's class, or even, you know, 2020, trying to get ahead of the game because they feel so good about this class. What are you hearing there? I mean, getting the jump on those guys that are currently still in high school, but knowing that you need to be on those kids.
Yeah, it certainly seems like Kirby Smart, when it comes to recruiting, is that guy that's already acing this week's test.
Right.
But he's also read ahead for two more chapters. He's got everything going on there. And this is a big step, because one thing Georgia has been able to do by signing away those 20 guys is that's the way Urban Meyer used to do that. Urban Meyer was never the guy at Ohio State, as he racked up class after class, that was working on his upcoming class in January. They were already looking forward to the next year and the next year after that. And that's allowed Georgia, I think he's allowed Georgia to expand its reach nationally, especially when they can point to what the team did on the field this year. Georgia's a pretty powerful brand right now, considering what's coming and then what's already there. And you think about that for a second. Alabama has the last seven recruiting national championships, mythical national championships, of course.
Right.
And they're not going to get one this year. It's probably going to be because of Georgia. Georgia guys actually had six five-stars. Those six five-stars right now, and the rest of the SEC has a total of two. And all the great players in this class are going to Georgia. And when you look at it, this would be the third class now where Georgia has been top six. That's Kirby's first year. Top three, second year. And then by and large, he's either going to be two or one in 2018. And the news just kind of keeps getting better. Next year's class is already rated number one for 2019. Mm. And the Bulldogs already have three five-stars committed for 2019.
Yeah, that's the thing. And they're already looking ahead, that Kirby Smart has already lined up three five-stars for next year. And that's just to this point. With so many undecided, it could be a class that rivals this year. Now, having said that, again, seven or eight five-star guys, depending on whether you use 24/7 or Rivals, but we'll just run down the list. This includes your guy, right, Zamir White-Zeus, right?
The running back.
Okay. Justin Fields, a quarterback out of Kennesaw. And isn't it interesting to run down this? Like, you know, next year or the year after, we're going to be talking about these guys as household names around the country, potentially. Justin Fields, quarterback out of Harrison High. Zamir White, the running back, number one running back in the nation. out of North Carolina. Cade Mays, an offensive lineman out of Knoxville. Jamari Sawyer, an offensive lineman out of here in Atlanta. Brenton Cox out of Stockbridge, a defensive end. Adam Anderson out of Rome, who number one defensive end of the nation. And James Cook, brother of Dalvin Cook, also a running back. How about those two together? And maybe this Tyson Campbell as well. And that doesn't even mention all the four stars that they've got in this class. If the class is as good as it looks on paper, and who the hell knows, Hugh, you just can't. There's always cautionary tales.
Yeah, it is. But you look at what Coach Smart has been able to do in his body work in such a short period of time. That gives you something to be excited about, seeing that he comes from the tree of Nick Saban and how Coach Saban has been able to turn those recruiting classes into national championships, and what Coach Smart has been able to do this year. I'm pretty sure hearing that news on the radio this morning that Georgia fans are very, very excited about this year's class and this upcoming season.
As for Georgia Tech, a class so far that's around 20 total commitments for the Jackets, including some four stars, one of whom is from Fitzgerald, Georgia, an athlete named James Graham. Justice Dingle, a linebacker out of Bowling Green, listed as a four-star. Jalen King, a defensive back out of Nashville, listed as a four-star as well. And they got Adam Anderson's running mate up there in Rome, Jaquan Griffin, who's a big defensive, strong defensive tackle from that Rome program that was so bloody good, state champion program, but so bloody good up in Rome. And so, you know, this is going to be interesting. Clemson has five-star players coming in, okay? So they're having a great year, too. The South is dominating. But Ohio State's got its big class, its typical big class. And you know, does it matter you're number one or number two, depending on the source? Probably not. But, it's just a little thing to hang your hat on, right? I guess more than anything else.
Yeah, I guess it's bragging rights. Right. It's bragging rights to have the number one recruiting class in the nation. But it's what you do with it. I think it would be more what you do with it. And Coach Smart obviously looks like he's used that to his advantage with, you know, his ascending number in better recruiting classes every year.
You know, and people talk about Georgia Tech because there was a story about all the people going to the combine, and 10 Georgia Dogs are going to the combine, and no Jackets because Ricky June didn't get an invite. And I was talking with Mike Flynn at Georgia Tech about that, and he just said, look, it just may be just, you know, he's not injured, and you know, we're just kind of shrugging our shoulders as to why Ricky didn't get an invite. It may just be there's so many wide receivers, and you can only go so deep. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I will say this. One of the things that's true is that Georgia Tech had a really young football team last year, really young. And so most of those guys are coming back, which is why, you know how it works with Paul Johnson. Hey, you're really pretty good. Hey, you're really pretty good. You know what I mean? So that's the way it works around there, right? That's kind of the program they've got. So we'll keep our eyes on who ends up as the number one class in the nation. The SEC's kicking butt again, as no surprise in that. And it is National Signing Day, but a little bit muted because of all the big names.
Everybody's already signed. It's only a few guys out there. So, yeah.
But we will keep our eyes on some of the bigger names, and as they go through the day, you know, we'll certainly be touching on this throughout the remainder of the day on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And then tomorrow on the morning show, we'll give you kind of the final tally on all this. When we get back, we'll roll into that area known as Hugh's World.
Well, I'll talk about one of the best marketing ploys that was ever on the Super Bowl that nobody really talked about. Maybe it was all in my mind, but it wasn't. And I'll tell you more about that on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 again.
Organization and our development of our team. And if you take care of your team, you take care of what's inside your house, then things outside your house will do well. And we played well. I mean, that when you say, how did we get from that point to this point? We played well. I think people saw the success we had, and they saw a lot of the games we played, and they want to be part of that winning program.
Meanwhile, in MLS, Atlanta United will kick off its exhibition season this weekend, traveling up to Tennessee to take on Nashville SC in an exhibition match, and they will kick off Saturday afternoon at 4 right here on 92.9 The Game. A bad cold and flu season is upon us. The main difference between them is a flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by more than 70 clinical studies. Keeping up to date on Atlanta sports as it happens, I'm Grant McCauley from the Kia Studios on your home for the Hawks and Magic tomorrow at 7. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Everything you want for your drive home.
I don't want to think when I'm listening.
Hey, that's the show.
Everybody be like, ah, no, no.
You stupid.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Dude, you guys got an awesome show, man. Y'all keep me laughing every afternoon.
Thank you.
Dukes and Bell, afternoons 2 to 7.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Do y'all understand that I played football 10 years in the NFL? So when I start talking like I'm talking,
It's because I'm still in football mode, so back up off.
I don't understand it, bruh.
No, but I'm saying that. That's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind
of Hugh Douglas.
Now, dude, now this didn't happen during the Super Bowl, but I think this was one of the coolest marketing things that I have ever seen in my life. We all watch Netflix, right? So last week, Netflix rolled out this new TV show called Altered Carbon. Have you seen the advertisements for it?
I have, yeah.
But before they did that, Netflix went to this, it's called the CES show. It's a show where they have all the latest technology and everything, and they present it. But what they did was they rolled out this thing called Human Sleeves, where they said you could download your consciousness into like a human, like a meat puppet.
Yes.
Dude, and it got so much buzz.
A meat puppet.
Yes, it was a mysterious booth at the Las Vegas Convention Center this week. The reaction of passersby was unlike anywhere else because it was murmurs. Like, you got to see the video, John.
All right, I need to, because you say, hey, go to Las Vegas and show me your meat puppet, I'm going to think something else.
Bruh.
Well, when you say it like that, then yes, I would definitely think something else. But no, it's about, like, say you could alter your consciousness, everything that makes you.
Right. I've
into
seen the ads.
A different person or like a person of your choosing.
So it's like you can live forever.
Yes. Basically, that's what it is. But it got so much buzz that it had people really thinking that this was real.
Really?
So, yeah, it did. Because like people were walking around and like they had like people in like sleeves where they had like the gel to grow the puppets and everything. And people were really in there freaking out. So like, you could be anybody that you wanted to be.
Like Invasion of the Body Snatchers meets
kind of like
Matrix
that.
Or something like that.
Something like that. But you could take I forgot what they call it, the memory chip or whatever, and insert it in the back of your neck.
Uh-huh.
And it, for all intents and purposes, is you.
Hey, have you seen it? Altered Carbon hasn't dropped yet, right?
Yes, it has.
Oh, it has? Because I saw that and I thought I'd check it out.
Man,
you
tell you,
it
was bananas, because it was all about, basically, it made us more like computer chips.
Mm-hmm.
Or like we were like data in a computer. So it was really bananas. So I watched the movie and it's about he's a freedom fighter. And all the freedom fighters are, like, he was with, they're all dead except for him. They were called clairvoyant. Not clairvoyants. I forgot what they were called. But anyway, he was one of those guys. He was one of these freedom fighters. And he came back to solve a murder mystery. Oh, it was a really deep movie, man. But it made me think about that.
Oh, it's a movie, not a series?
Well, it's a series, but it's like a... It's like a movie series.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like you have to sit down and watch all parts. It's like a big movie.
You're right. I get what he's saying.
Kovacs. His name was Kovacs. But what were they called? The thing? The stack. It was called your memory stack on the back of your neck. It was something that was on the back of your neck,
mm-hmm.
where it basically gave you all your memory and everything. It was a pretty good series, man. It was one of those series that you tend to watch when... You know, football season tends to go away and you have nothing but time on your hand. But I just thought that was one of the coolest marketing ideas that I've ever seen in life, was that, you know, you could actually download yourself into another body. And it got me thinking, if you could be anybody else or enhance your body in any way,
right?
Well, what would you do?
Well, let me ask you this, though. Let me rephrase that kind of way, because this is something that I find curious. Super-duper rich people freeze themselves cryogenically. They
kind
do it
in the
now,
same vein,
right?
Yeah.
You know? And in hopes that in 50, 100 years, whatever they have died of or about to die with can be solved and you can unfreeze them and bring them back to life. Would you want to do that?
It's kind of the same thing. It's kind of the same thing. And you got to watch it. If you haven't seen it or you watch a lot of Netflix and you're looking for a good series to watch, watch Altered Carbon. Because it's the dude's in the movie that played in RoboCop. He was the new RoboCop, not the old RoboCop, the new RoboCop. And he comes back. And he's the Tanaka dude. Is that what you said? Kovacs. His name is Kovacs, and he comes back, and he goes through the history of you know, what they were and everything, and how he solves this murder. Because the person that he's solving this murder, he isn't really dead. He downloaded his consciousness to something else, and you got to see it. You just have to see it. And it goes into the whole controversy about whether or not it's right to do this, because you know, instead of having like the true death,
right?
But they're trying to say that it's good because now people don't really like, there's no more murders, because if you're murdered, you can just, you know, re-download yourself to another body. You can you know, tell on the person that murdered you. So it's a really, really cool movie, man. And it was a really, really cool marketing ploy, because when you see the video and see the people that went to this CES show in Las Vegas and they look at the clones or whatever, they are really freaking out. I mean, because the way that they set it up, John, it made it feel like that this could really happen. Like, this was really going on, so much so that people were sending me videos knowing that I watched it, talking about, man, this is a real thing. This is a really, real cool, this is a real thing, and they're doing this right now. It's not. Netflix just set up this elaborate thing at this convention where it made it feel like it was. And
people
really
actually did podcasts on that very thing because they thought it was real.
Yes, and they even went so far as to have people picketing and had picket signs made up.
Really?
To make them think that it wasn't right. It was ungodly.
Phony.
Yes.
Yeah, phony. Phony. Yeah.
It was all a rollout.
Yeah, it was all a rollout. That's fascinating.
Yeah, like, it's called Psychosec. Psychosec. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. So check it out. If you get a chance, it's called Alter Carbon. And it's one of those series that makes you think a little bit about, you know, things in the future and go, really good.
Altered Carbon. I have checked
that out. Altered Carbon.
When you freeze yourself.
No, it's not freezing yourself.
I know. I was just thinking about that, though. I mean, just thinking. No, it's not that. You're right. I want to check it out. Altered Carbon. Download yourself. Hey, congratulations, because you're about to win two movie passes to the advanced screening of the Black Panther movie at AMC Parkway Point. Black Panther hits the theaters on Friday the 16th. And the first caller to 404-741-0929 who has the correct answer to this question will win two free movie passes to attend the advanced screening of the Black Panther movie. The question for this hour, tell us what the name of Black Panther's dad is. What's his dad's name? First caller to 404-741-0929 wins two passes to the Black Panther advanced screening at the AMC Parkway Point. When we get back in a moment, keeping our eyes on National Signing Day, the very latest for the Falcons, and more ahead in the next hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.